Okay, y'all, Dennis Prager here. Old Reliable. What do they call the geyser at Yellowstone? Old Faithful. That's correct. I'm going to devote this hour to you. I did this in the beginning of the lockdown with regard to marriages. So now I'd like to ask you, because I have no idea what the answer is. No, nobody really does. Forget really. Nobody does. How has this lockdown affected you? Simple as that. Not just relationships. That's totally acceptable. Your outlook on life, your finances. Are you thinking of changing dramatically the way you do work? Did you get lazy as a result of, a third of a year off? That's basically what you had. I've no idea what the answer is. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. If a magic wand were waved over Earth and the virus died, would you happily go back to work? Would you take a family vacation? Would you divorce? I've heard cases where couples got closer, finally had all this time together. I don't know. Would you move? Yeah. Like to Spring Mountain in northern Missouri. Population 412 on a busy day. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. It's amazing how little this has been covered. And I read a great deal, of course, on what's happening. So you will be a living poll. And we'll find out what indeed happened here in our country. While you are calling, there's a story I need to bring to your attention, which will strike all of you as awful and none of you as unbelievable. It would have struck you as unbelievable a few years ago. This is from the New York Post. Boeing communications boss Neil Golightly has resigned over a sexist article he wrote three decades ago opposing women's service in the military. Did you hear this story? Well, I even got the living martyr to emote. 30 years ago, he was in the military, and like vast numbers of people, he didn't want women in the military. At least not, not in combat positions. Golightly stepped down Thursday as Boeing Senior Vice President of Communications following an employee complaint about the 1987 article. An employee complained about a 1987 article. It's very possible the employee wasn't born when this article was written. Think the employee was a female? That's a very good point. What if they were born, indeed an adult at that point, and held a grudge all these years? He called the article embarrassingly wrong and offensive. This is what he wrote. He was then a U.S. Navy lieutenant, and he wrote in a U.S. Naval Institute magazine in 1987. At issue is not whether women can fire M60s, dogfight MiGs, or drive tanks. Introducing women into combat would destroy the exclusively male intangibles of war and the feminine images of what men fight for, peace, home, and family. Sounds really, that's a hate-filled article, isn't it? But let's say he was wrong. It was 30 years ago. The guy steps down at Boeing. And how he feels he needs to apologize. My article was a 29-year-old Cold War Navy pilot's misguided contribution to a debate that was live at the time. The dialogue that followed its publication 33 years ago quickly opened my eyes, indelibly changed my mind, and shaped the principles of fairness, inclusion, respect, and diversity that have guided my professional life since. So Boeing, like all companies now, are cowards. We're surrounded by cowardice. University presidents, deans, professors, journalists, big business. Wow. What's left? Wouldn't it be acceptable to most Americans? I mean, had Boeing said, he wrote this 33 years ago. That ends the issue for Boeing. Why wasn't that said? Did he say, you know, women should lose the right to vote? And by the way, let's say he said it 30 years ago, 33 years ago. You're held, it's something new in life. There is no statute of limitations on sin. Sinful thoughts, not just deeds. All right, let's see how this has affected you. I can't tell you how curious I am. Josh in Phoenix. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
So, I'm a contractor. I've been working the entire time through the coronavirus, and like contractors have a different mind about it as well. But just in the last 2 weeks, I've just had a gap in between jobs, and I have no idea how people are dealing with this. Like, I'm literally sitting in a Walmart parking lot right now trying to figure out what I'm going to do productive today.
And this is new for you? You've been busy the whole time?
Correct. That's why it's really...
And so why are you not busy now?
I'm just in between jobs. So the economy... Construction-wise, here in Arizona, has been going crazy. But
wait, what does that mean? Going crazy?
Just it's been busy. There's no inventory for all the Californians moving here, and everyone else trying to find a home. So we've been, you know, busy as we can building homes.
Right. So this would have all right, but then this interlude would have occurred without the virus.
Correct. Yeah, but I don't have communication with other people. I can't go to the store without putting a mask on. I don't have people over. And on the construction site, nothing's different.
I see. Like but in your social life.
Correct.
I see. All right, that makes sense. I think that was worth it just to find out how many Californians are moving to Arizona. But I'll tell you what drives me crazy, and I don't let a lot drive me crazy. They are fleeing a state ruined by Democrats, and they will vote Democrat in Arizona. That is the definition of a fool. Or if it's not the definition, that is the perfect exemplification of a fool. We return. I'm Dennis Prager. President Trump has a huge announcement for his top supporters. We will be celebrating the 2020 Republican National Convention this summer, and he wants you to enter for your chance to join him. If you win, the team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP passes for yourself and a guest. All you have to do is text COMMIT, C-O-M-M-I-T, to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump at the convention. Again, that's COMMIT to 88022 to enter to win this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be his special guest. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. All right, everybody. Dennis Prager here. All right. How has this all affected you is the question. And look at this. Patty in Orange, California. Hello.
Hi, Dennis. Good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
We decided, my husband and I, to sell our home during the pandemic. We got four offers within a week, two of them all cash buyers. So we moved forward with one of those. We are leaving the state, even though we have a lot of friends and family. But I've gotten tired of the politics in Arizona and the California. Cost of living here.
Right.
So last week we went and we bought our home in Arizona.
Where in Arizona?
Peoria.
Where?
What's that?
Where in Arizona?
Peoria.
Where is that?
That is northwest of Phoenix.
Oh, so a suburb of Phoenix.
Correct. Yeah. Well, Peoria.
How much was the house?
$315,000.
Yeah, you know what you can get in Orange County for $315,000. A bungalow.
It's 1,800 square foot, almost 6,000 square foot lot.
Wow.
And our property taxes are under $2,000 a year.
Now, I am curious. All these people are calling in about people leaving California, but you got four offers for your California home immediately to cash.
Yes.
How do you explain
that? Why? Okay, we live right down the street from Chapman University. And so Chapman, with the whole COVID, has cut the amount of dorms that they will be able to provide for their students. So the gentleman that bought our home bought it for his two children that will be going to Chapman University.
Oh, my God. A guy bought a house for his kids to attend college.
I know. He bought a house. And he
This is why this hour is important. These are the details of life that you never hear of in the big picture stuff. So, had you sold your house prior to COVID, would it have been the same price, less, or more?
It would have been a little bit less. And that's the other thing. We got $10,000 above the asking price. In the offer. We didn't even request that. We got that in the offer. And I think it would have been a little bit less because the same unit, it's a townhome, had sold about 2 months prior for what we had asked for. And then again, we got $10,000 over that. So I would say it would have been a little bit less, but not more.
And how has the downtime affected your marriage?
Oh, yeah, my husband's retired. I've been working from home. I have my office upstairs. It's been great. I mean, surprisingly, because this is the most we've spent together in our 40 years of marriage. Because we usually, are at work.
No, obviously. So this is fascinating. Okay. That's what I said in the beginning. You know, there was a massive prediction of divorce. May have been accurate. We don't know. But a lot of people have called in to say things have gotten better. So that's fascinating. $350,000 for a house? These people pocketed a chunk of change with their sale in California. Okay. Molly in Louisville, Kentucky. How's the lockdown affected you?
Hi, Dennis. Thank you for having me on your show. Actually, the COVID really, I mean, yeah, my job shut down for a while. And so I guess it wasn't so much that that really affected me as much as the fact that the organization that I work for is very, very left leaning. And, you know, all through my employment there, I really never espoused my conservative views or anything. But now they are aware of my conservatism and my wanting to vote for Trump. And so I'm actually leaving my job because of that, because I'm concerned that they will fire me in saying that I am a microaggressor, because it just happened before.
I am talking to a microaggressor?
Well, that's what I'm concerned that they would say, just because of the fact that I support Trump.
Right. Well, you haven't said, for example, that there's only one race, the human race. You haven't said anything awful like that, have you?
No, I've tried to keep those opinions to myself.
But... yeah, I mean, because that's radical. I mean, that's KKK territory. So I'm just curious, isn't there, and this is truly curious, I'm not making an argument, isn't there a concept in the law of unlawful termination? I'm just asking, because if they did fire you and it was obvious because of your politics, they would not be suable?
Well, you know, you would think so, but unfortunately, you know, we've had somebody else that was terminated that, even though they were sympathizing with somebody, that individual said that there was no way that that person could know how their feelings were, and they felt microaggressed, and they ended up getting rid of that individual.
Wow. This is not the America that existed at any time prior to the present.
The Dennis Prager Show.
How has the lockdown affected you? I haven't done this the whole time, interestingly. I did it in a male-female hour, or a couple of them, early on. But this is a general, including your marriage, if you're married. How has it affected you? I just got an IM saying that someone we know in real estate is shocked at the amount of inventory being sold right now. It just shows how difficult it is to predict things. It's very hard to manage life in that sense. Like, parents are tempted to manage their children's lives, and it's hard to do. Who would have predicted this? Or that, you know, that with such a depression-like downturn in the economy, that real estate would hold its value, right? I think the commercial real estate may be getting hit. I think that people have to live in homes after all. They have to live in something, but you don't necessarily have to go to an office. I wonder if that will be a huge. It may not be. Okay, let's go to a different take in San Marcos, California. Lisa, hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Dennis.
Hi.
Sorry that I have to call you under these circumstances.
I'm sorry,
too. Just within the last 48 hours, my husband and I decided to probably get a divorce. And I don't think that, I think that these last few months, whereas some people might have risen to the occasion, it was really hard on us and the whole family. And I think it was something that was a long time coming prior to that, but I think that this just kind of really moved things along very quickly. So it's been a very rough few months, and certainly a rough few days.
I'm very sorry for you. It's a terrible period in anybody's life, a divorce. How long have you been married?
Almost 19 years.
And when you say the family, there are children?
Yes, we have a range of ages. We have a son who's just going off to Hawaii as a freshman in college, and we have a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Have you told him?
And no, not yet.
Well, so I know before your kids know.
Yeah, it was just amazing, you know, looking at the subject matter, you know, when I got the Pragertopia email last night. I don't know.
Will your kids be shocked?
Probably. That's a good question. Yeah, I think that they will be. But, you know, we've been more just living as best friends for so long that I don't know, physically speaking, practically speaking, if things will change a lot for a while. But they probably will be.
What were the last words? I had something in my ear.
Oh, no, I think that even though I don't think a lot will change in the near future, because we've been living as friends, really, more than anything.
Right.
Not much will change, but I still think, yes, I think that they will be surprised.
Right. That's the part I didn't quite get.
Right.
That's a very tough part for divorcing parents. When was it last good?
Oh my. we bought the house that we're in now a few years ago, and transitioning to this new house and a different lifestyle, a positive one. Being excited about the kids and their new schools and all that stuff. That was a really good time. But where there's a big age difference and just other stuff going on, that's not the primary reason, but it hasn't been good for a while. And we've just managing, like I said.
Have you ever gone for marital therapy?
quite a long time ago we did, like, 15 years ago, early on, and it was fine. He's been going. He hadn't told me. He's going to a therapist, but doesn't seem very interested in pursuing a couples therapy. And I'm saying it's new. This is how we're approaching it right now. I actually was thinking about contacting Alison Armstrong's website.
That would probably be great. I wish I could talk to you for a long time, and my heart goes out to you. It's a very tough thing, and I have no judgment. I wish he would go to marital therapy with you for one last try. This is exactly what I expected, a fascinating hour. How has the lockdown? Notice I didn't ask how was the pandemic. The pandemic isn't the issue. The lockdown is the issue. When you see headlines, hundreds of millions of people hungry or on the brink of starvation due to pandemic, it's dishonest. It's due to lockdown. Now, you may say that was the perfect answer. I'll talk about that in the third hour. Next hour is the male-female hour. Because the New York Times had an anti-Swedish policy news piece. It's an opinion piece disguised as a news piece. But I told you one of my favorite things is to read comments. So they were comments from people living in Sweden. You'll find it fascinating. All righty, everybody. Portland, Oregon, and Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I don't know how much you were briefed on my situation. I'm a Portland police officer, though. I appreciate you allowing me on the airwaves.
I appreciate your work. If I may make a comment on my immediate reaction. As a police officer in Portland, are you allowed to do your work?
Sorry, why are you asking me questions? Sorry, I'm asking this conversation. I'm curious why you're sort of trying to take control of it and sort of run me off the air with, no, I'm not able to do my job. I'm not. Does that make you happy?
No. Why are you angry? I asked you such an honest and open. Why? I don't understand. I usually understand caller's anger.
I apologize. I'm angry because I'm, you know, of the situation of what's happening and how we're being painted by the media. And, you know, it's nice to have people like you who are out there singing our praises, and we do appreciate it. But, you know, I've noticed that every now and then you'll even falter. And every now and then you'll say, there's apples in the forest.
Well, there are, mm-hmm. but I mean, there is no...
No, there aren't. There aren't bad apples. There are people who are driven to bad decisions by society. Well, there are no bad apples. We stick together, Dennis, and you should stick together with us if you want to continue to have our support, sir.
Okay. If saying that there are bad policemen means I will lose all the good policemen's support, then I will have to lose your support.
That's right, Dennis, and you're losing my support right now with your lip and your attitude.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe that this is a genuine call. So there are no bad apples in the police world. And of course, I devoted an hour to the police with an LAPD man. Are there bad apples among teachers, surgeons, lawyers, talk show hosts? Is there a profession that only has good people? Okay, anyway, it's hard to believe it was a real call. I'll leave it at that. Denise in La Cañada, California. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call. I am just so disappointed. Because I just got an email that the trip that was supposed to happen in June it was postponed to September, and now that trip has been canceled. And it was a special opportunity for me to be with my daughter, and we were going to join you on that trip. So I'm just...
Well, I'm at least as heartbroken and disappointed as you. I love those cruises. And listen, obviously, we're scheduling one for 2021.
Sure.
And I hope you'll be on it. And
you
we'll just...
Bet.
Okay, well, bless you.
You bet I'm going to be on it.
Good. But... Okay, well, thank you. It's never happened. We have never, ever, in 25 years of cruising, I have never postponed, let alone canceled, when you haven't missed a year. And for many years, there was two a year. I would have gone on the ship without a moment's hesitation. But the fact is, they're not even allowing Americans in Europe now. I mean, it may have nothing to do with the cruise line. This may be the only year since I was 20 years old that I have not gone abroad. And I had so many scheduled. I had two speeches in Hungary, speech in England, the cruise, and stuff that would have come up. Every few years I go to Australia to speak. Well, by the way, I'll answer a question, the question that I posed. I'll tell you what the only upside that, actually there are two upsides to the lockdown. It's overwhelmingly been a downside for me. I mean, I'm not depressed over it. I have a blessed life. But I have been able to really forge ahead on my Bible commentary so that next year the third of five volumes will come out a year late, but only a year late. I mean, given the amount of work, it's amazing that it's only a year behind. And I will tell you, I really do believe it will change your life if you read it. Read the reviews on Amazon on the two volumes that are there. It's called The Rational Bible. Even if you're an atheist, it's irrelevant. but it makes the greatest book ever written, the most influential book ever written, truly understandable. It's called The Rational Bible. Anyway, I've been able to do that, and we've been able to work on the remodel of our home, since we're home. All right, more to you in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Okay, everybody, Dennis Prager here. How has this lockdown affected you? Fascinating stories here that I have. Don't hang up, folks, because at least I'd like to summarize if I don't get to you. And Karen, Prescott, Arizona, hello.
Oh, my. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Listen, I'm calling. I was on my life cycle, and I heard that contractor from Prescott talking about how they're building for Californians here. And you made the comment that you said, oh, gosh, that's a shame that Californians are going to come over and they're going to vote Democrat. Well, I got to tell you something. So in my neighborhood, we've been here 3 months. We moved from Long Beach, California. And so we walk and we meet our neighbors. And I got to tell you, they are all SoCal. They're conservative. They couldn't take it anymore. They had to get out. In fact, my newest neighbor, I just know their first names. They moved from Laguna Hills, and he called themselves evacuees. So what I wanted to tell you is that I am hopeful that the people that are moving here are of like mind, that they just can't take it anymore, and that I'm hoping Arizona will just get redder and redder. I just hope it gets more conservative.
Oh, well, that's possible. I'm very happy I took your call. Thank you, Karen. Imagine liking your neighbors. Just randomly thinking, you know what? The odds are that the people down the street actually think well of America. It's now considered racist to think well of America. Quite sick stuff. Karen in Anderson, South Carolina. Life has changed. Now no one can stop by, can't go to church, can't go to the grocery. Hate it. Yeah, it's a lot to hate, but your church should get together. Should figure out a way, even if it has to be Zoom. But you can't go this amount of time without having the church community gather. Let's see, James in Tucson, Arizona. We are being inundated with Californians. Wish I could have taken that one. And then others that things are busy, especially if they're in real estate. Fascinating, isn't it? Male-female hour coming up. I'm Dennis Prager.